Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. In a city that never sleeps, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues. Oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Hey, this is Victoria Falk out of New York, representing for Home-Based Business One-on-One, talking about Memorial Day and all the great things to do in New York City. I want to thank you once again, everybody who tunes in with us, whether you're able to tune in live or if you listen to us on the internet, know that we appreciate you, definitely. And Baba Jahi, who sets this up every week, he's out there doing what he does best, helping people learn the benefits of having home-based business, helping people understand the great tax advantages of owning business, and especially business like we have, travel business. And folks, when you talk about Memorial Day, one of the things that a lot of people talk about is traveling. You know, I've had the pleasure and the benefit of traveling this past week. Enjoyed my stay out there near the nation's capital. You know, spent some time at the Gaylord Resort and Convention Center, enjoying the Power Networking Conference, definitely with Dr. George Frazier. That was an awesome experience. But to be back home in New York City for the kickoff of the summer holiday – Now, when we talk about Memorial Day, you know, we talk about it as the summer holidays, you know, kickoff, and we talk about the sales and all. And there are a lot of sales going on today. Anything and everything that you can think about purchasing is on sale right now somewhere in the city. You have seen circulars for this past week advertising clothing being on sale, furniture, electronics, even cars, anything and everything you could think of purchasing, folks. But let's not forget the true meaning of Memorial Day. And that is, folks, you know, Memorial Day was set aside as a time to remember our fallen heroes, to remember people who gave their lives, you know, protecting our country. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. Our servicemen and women who were in battle and lost their lives protecting our country. Memorial Day has been in existence for centuries. You know, it's a federal holiday in the United States, and it was first observed after the Civil War, folks, after the American Civil War in 1868. Yes, 1868, that was the very, very first time that we had a day, you know, designated to remembering our fallen heroes. Now, it wasn't called Memorial Day at that time. At that time, it was known as Decoration Day. And how people remembered Decoration Day was basically they would visit the graves of the fallen heroes and decorate the graves with flowers. So that's where we got the whole idea of Decoration Day. And by the 20th century, Decoration Day became known as what we've been celebrating for years. It was known as Memorial Day. And like I said, Memorial Day is a federal holiday here in the United States for remembering people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. And, you know, so this is a time that we celebrate our military, our heroes, our servicemen and women. So definitely all gratitude and honor goes out to our fallen heroes and to the families, you know, because when you have a loved one in the military, that's a great sacrifice. And we extend our sincere gratitude to the families of the servicemen and women who understand the dedication and commitment that goes with being in the armed forces. We thank you and we appreciate you. So as you're celebrating this day, I hope that a lot of folks had a chance to go to the parades, because the parades are one of the main ways that we remember Memorial Day around the country, and particularly in New York. Now, we had a rough start today in the city because it was a little rainy this morning, and it's a little cooler, you know, than this normal day. Because, you know, we know Memorial Day is celebrated on that last Monday of May each year. So this Memorial Day is a little cooler than it usually is, but that's okay. That's not going to stop us from remembering our fallen soldiers and enjoying this day. Now, if you have not had a chance to go to a parade, there's still time, folks. If you are in the Bronx, New York area, or if you are near City Island, the parade just started a few minutes ago, started around 2:30 over at City Island. It's the Bronx Memorial Day Parade. So definitely make your way out there. Honor our heroes, make some new friends, you know, get some good food out there at City Island. A great place to eat is Sammy's for some fresh, delicious seafood. So you want to get out there to the Bronx Memorial Day Parade, and that's out there on City Island. Now, when we think of Memorial Day, you know, we think of picnics and barbecues and being out there on the beach. Now, for those of us who love barbecues but may not necessarily like the idea of barbecuing yourself, you know, you can go to one of the many awesome restaurants out here in the city, or you can go to Cookout New York City on the pier. They're partying on the pier over by the FDR Drive, and you have a chance to sample, you know, the food, the grilling, beer and cider from all the local restaurants, and enjoy some good music at the same time. So that is Cookout New York City. There's a food party on the pier. And those are two things that a lot of us love, folks. We love food and we love party. So when you say food party on the pier, by all means, you will definitely draw a nice crowd. Now, to be authentic and enjoy, you know, our military and to watch a great movie, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum started their summer movie series this Memorial Day weekend. So definitely, folks, the Intrepid is a great museum to visit during this time because it is a historical aircraft carrier, you know, and you're able to do the tour, the Intrepid, and get a feel for history. And that's a great way to honor our military. So definitely, folks, that's out there in Lower Manhattan. So, like we said, there are a lot of different things to do, whether you want to barbecue yourself or enjoy a different barbecue. There is, yes, Memorial Day pig barbecue. That's right, folks. I said it, pig barbecue. So you go out and enjoy yourself some roasted pork and pig out. And then after you eat up all the food, you can dance off the calories. So this is called the House of Yes. It's located at 2 Wyckoff Avenue in Brooklyn. That is W-Y-C as in Charlie, K-O-F-F. 2 is the number 2, Wyckoff Avenue in Brooklyn. And there is no cover charge, folks, to get in. And like I said, this just started at 2 p.m., so you have time to get there, folks, if you are near Brooklyn or you are in the surrounding areas, right? Don't worry about grilling. Just get your family and friends together and go to the Yes Memorial Day Pig Barbecue. And they have an outdoor patio where they're roasting pork and hot dogs. And, you know, don't worry if you don't eat pig because I don't eat the pig anymore either. They do have vegetarian options. So it's just a matter of coming together in fun with some good food, some good music, and some good company. So definitely, folks, that's a great option. Now, another option is the annual Memorial Day concert. Now, this goes until 5:30 p.m., so you don't want to hesitate. It's also in Brooklyn. It's located at the Greenwood Cemetery, 500 25th Street in Brooklyn. So they're going to have free orchestra concert led by the ISO Symphonic Band. So definitely, folks, that is the annual Memorial Day concert. So like I said, folks, there is something for everyone. For all ages, for all tastes, for all adventure levels, for you to do today. And as you're seeing, as you're hearing, there are some free options. So if your tastes are big but your income is not, or if you really don't have as many dollars as you'd like to have right now, do not, I repeat, do not let that keep you in the house. Because there are a lot of free and low-cost things to do in and around the city. Yes, there is. I know that surprises a lot of folks because when you think of New York City, you think of a great expense and you think of, you know, how much money you're going to pay for everything. But what's so wonderful is that when we have these holidays in the city, there are really options for everybody. And so today, for Memorial Day, is another one of those days where you can find affordable options. So we spoke about our parades, we spoke about the concerts, and you can't talk about Memorial Day without talking about the beach. Yes, the beach. There are a lot of great beaches around New York, and they have different bazaars and events going on. You know, where you can just go and gather with other folks and just have a really good time. Now, if you're near Queens or you can get to Queens, there's Reese Park Beach Bazaar. And that is free, folks, out there. You go out to Reese, it's Reese Beach, R-I-I-S, Reese. And, you know, you get to enjoy the music. There are live bands out there playing, dancing. You have frozen treats, different foods to eat along the side of the beach. So definitely, folks, just go out and gather and have a good time. So that is located on Rockaway Beach Boulevard in Queens. So the exact address is 16702 Rockaway Beach Boulevard in Queens. So definitely, folks, that's an option. Now, for those of you in Brooklyn, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot be in Brooklyn and think about the beach and not go to Coney Island Beach. Because we know for every holiday that you're in Coney Island Beach, there's going to be a Nathan's hot dog eating contest. There's going to be music along the boardwalk, dancing along the boardwalk, all types of different spontaneous shows going on. So there's a lot of energy and excitement in that area, folks. So all roads, if you're in Brooklyn and you're headed to the beach, all roads lead to Coney Island Beach. And the thing is, if you're going to Coney Island Beach, you know, you can choose, you can take the bus there. You know, there's the 82 bus that'll put you there at Coney Island Beach. There's the F train, the D train, the Q train. So when I say all roads lead to the beach, yes, all roads lead to the beach. So definitely there's Coney Island Beach. There's Brighton Beach, also in Brooklyn. It's a little quieter than the Coney Island Beach. We just mentioned also Jacob Reese Park Beach. That's out there in Queens. Feel free, bring your picnic baskets, right? They have a golf course, ball courts, everything for, you know, all different appetites. Now, if you don't mind driving, folks, and you want to go to a great beach, and you have a way to get out to Nassau County, think of Jones Beach. Yes, go big or go home. Jones Beach is a massive 6-mile expanse on Long Island, and it's a great beach for families. They have mini golf course, basketball courts. They have swimming pool. Right? They have music playing out there this weekend. So definitely, folks, that is a great option. If you are driving and you can get out there to Long Island, definitely. Now, you know, I'm talking about Brooklyn and the Queens and all, but let's not forget the Bronx, folks. There's Orchard Beach. So Orchard Beach is out there. And it has stunning views of City Island. As we mentioned earlier, you know, that's a great location for seafood. If you love shrimp, if you love your crab legs, you want to be at the edge of the Bronx, or you want to be in City Island having an awesome time. Now, another great beach is Rockaway Beach. So that's another option, folks. But if you are in that water and you don't really swim so well, you want to be careful because Rockaway Beach, you know, they have those large waves at times. So that's for your folks who really know how to swim, you know. So we don't want to take any chances. We want to have fun. We want to enjoy life. We want to live passionately. But we don't want to be reckless. We want to keep it safe. So definitely, folks, there are so many different great beaches. You know, I mentioned a lot of them. There are still some more. But the beach is always a wonderful option because you, how are you going to say it? You walk into fun. You know, you're going with your plan, but there are so many fun things that you want to step up into that you didn't even know was going to happen. You know, that's what happens out here in New York. It's that energy. When people gather together, you see folks all of a sudden just break out dancing, just break out singing, and you just get caught up having fun. And that's what I'm talking about, folks. So get on out the house, right? The rain has stopped. The sun's come out a little bit. It's not a bright, sunny day, but it's enough sunshine out there that will let you get to the beach or let you get to one of the great parks that we have in the city. So if you don't necessarily want to go to the beach, but you love being outdoors, why not go to Central Park? Yes, go to Central Park. Central Park is awesome. It's a humongous park that spans all the way from 59th Street past 125th Street in Manhattan. And when you go to Central Park, you will find that, you know, not only are the grounds beautiful, but, you know, if you want to go to the zoo, it's there at Central Park. If you want to go canoeing, you can get on the canoe. You can rent paddle boats. You know, you can enjoy a little show out there. They have the basketball courts. There are so many different things for you to do. Or if you just want to take a blanket to Central Park and lay out under the tree and read a great book, you know, you can do that too. Yes, but whatever you decide to do, make sure you get on out and enjoy the city on this Memorial Day. There's something special about coming together, folks, for barbecues and beaches and parades or whatever it is, because we need to connect, right? Let this be the time that you reconnect with an old friend. You know, old friends, let's stick an S to that. Call some folks that you haven't spoke to in a while. Say, hey, what you doing? Let's go out and do this. Bond with some family members. You know, food and fun equals friends and good times. So definitely that's what you want to do this Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, we, like I said, we talk about the sales and talk about travel. Now, we're remembering our fallen heroes, but I just want to let all of our active servicemen and women to let you all know that you're able to get discounts and savings all year long when you travel. That's right. There are military discounts when you stay at the hotels, when you ride in the Amtrak, when you're on that cruise ship. As a matter of fact, the cruise lines seem to offer better discounts than the other type of travel suppliers. So definitely, folks, you want to enjoy your military discounts. And when we think of military discounts, it's not just for the servicemen or women. A lot of times there will be discounts for your spouse, for your children, for the family, you know, as long as they are traveling with you. You know, so if you want to know more about traveling and enjoying those military discounts, by all means, you want to call someone like myself, a certified travel specialist, so you can know all that is available to you. So I am Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, and you can reach me at 347-658-8459. Once again, that's 347-658-8459. And let me know. Say, hey, Victoria, I want to know more about what to do in New York. I want to know more about how I can travel better for less. And like I said, if you're a serviceman or a servicewoman and, you know, you're actively in the military, tell me. Say, Victoria, I want to know more about those military discounts. And I'll be glad to let you know. Or you want to just go and take a look for yourself, you can go to www.vipdiscounts.info. That's vipdiscounts.info. So it's vipdiscounts.info to enjoy savings every time you travel. And if you love to travel and you say, hey, wait a minute, I travel so much, somebody needs to pay me. Well, I can show you how to do that, too. Yes, I can. www.passionatetravel.info. Once again, it's www.passionatetravel.info. And we here at Home-Based Business 101, we are truly grateful for your continued support. We have a lot of extra people that's been listening on to our programs, and we ask that you continue supporting us and what we're trying to do here. On Thursday, at the same time, you can tune in to Travel Tips Thursday with Miss Cynthia Jahi out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, starting at the same time at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can feel free to call in on Thursday and listen live with us. You can call in number is 323-843-6036. And, of course, you can find Baba Jahi on the line throughout the week, giving out wonderful information as he always does. So, folks, we thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101. And we want to hear from you. Let us know what you like about what you hear. Let us know what we haven't said that you're still waiting to hear. Because we definitely appreciate you. And go on out and enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Have a great week, everybody. This has been Victoria Falk, and I'm signing off to let you know that life is short and it's time to live passionately. Stay blessed, everybody. Until next time.